Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. They want to know if they're the jerk for canceling family dinner on Christmas because they're sick of cooking.
No, that don't make sense. No, that don't make sense. No, that's not a thing.
She's done. She's had it. She says, Allie and DZ, I am the one everyone goes to for the holidays, and I always host everyone every year. My home is large and pretty neutral to family drama because I just refuse to get involved. Every Christmas, I host my entire family, upwards of 25 people.
That's a lot. Okay.
That is a lot of people, especially a lot to cook for. Of course, we're hosting again, but now I'm starting to dread it.
Mm-hmm. You got basically 50 people in your house.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to a friend who says they don't even do a Christmas meal. They just do lunch and then enjoy the rest of the day.
But what's the difference?
I guess you don't have to cook all day.
All day. Okay.
You
all
get
day,
cooking
done.
At lunch.
Fair. Okay. Time. Mm-hmm. You save time. That's the difference.
So I've decided this year I won't be hosting. I'm tired. Dang. I'm sick of hosting, and I don't want to do it anymore.
Yikes.
We're either going to stay home and order takeaway, or we're going to plan a trip.
So you're just going to dip.
When I told my parents and in-laws about this, their reaction was unbelievable.
Rightfully so.
They acted like I was the Grinch because I'm not hosting Christmas for everyone. I've been told I'm being selfish, that I'm excluding everyone, and I'm ruining the holiday.
Ooh.
There's other people in the family who can host. Why am I always the one? So am I the jerk? For canceling Christmas family dinner on Christmas because I'm sick of cooking for everyone.
Why are you the only one cooking, though?
I don't know. There's always...
I got questions, but you know what
like
I mean.
This,
yeah,
though.
Seriously.
I feel like it always falls on somebody, like whoever's cooking. Now, granted, people will jump in and help. Mm-hmm. And you're cooking for 25 people. Somebody's going to have to jump in and help you.
You're cooking for 25 people. I'm imagining, like, at least 15 pounds of bacon on top of other protein sides, fixings. You're making,
so
like, 30 pounds of chicken. No question.
You're a caterer.
Thank you.
You're a caterer.
Thank you. You're putting on an event, and that's not a small one. At that rate, take out for the whole squad. But this ain't solutions. Mm-hmm. This is Am I the Jerk?
Every year, she says, I'm the host every year.
Every year.
I'm neutral to family drama. I host 25 people about, and it's exhausting. And now she's decided no more. It's either takeaway or a trip. She's not cooking. And now everyone's saying she's being the Grinch, ruining Christmas.
You're the neutral ground. I guess I missed that on the front end.
Yeah.
That
it
sucks.
Doesn't matter, though.
You don't know what other house is safe and not
There's
safe,
no
where you can
neutral,
be and not be.
There's no neutral ground when 25 family members get together.
True, but
there is no neutral ground. We're all coming for each other.
She got the biggest house.
100%.
She got the biggest house.
She's got the biggest and probably the biggest kitchen.
She got the biggest house, the biggest kitchen.
She has the most
kitchen.
Chairs, most folding chairs.
Yep.
She can get them out, most kid tables.
She got the heated garage.
Yep, she's got the neighbors that can loan you the tables. Yep. Suburb Sarah.
Suburb Sarah. Name it. I like it. Now, Suburb Sarah.
Suburb Sarah the jerk for canceling family dinner on Christmas. She doesn't want to cook anymore. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. That works for both, and we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, Suburb Sarah wants to know if she's the jerk for not hosting Christmas because she's tired of cooking for everybody. She's the neutral home. She avoids the conflict. She likes to cook, but she's tired of cooking for 25 people and wants to do something different.
Can't say you like to cook and then say, now I'm done, though.
I know. Nick from West Bend said, not the jerk, but unfortunately she created an expectation of her hosting every year.
That part.
And then Jonay from Milwaukee said, not the jerk. Others are able to host. It should not always be her responsibility. Well, it doesn't seem that way in the family. Everybody's come to her for everything.
Doesn't feel like that. Nope. Especially with both sides going, you did what now?
Linda's in Milwaukee. Listen, Linda.
Listen.
Nobody ever said that to you, right?
Ever.
No, they say it all the time.
Oh, well, jokes.
Listen, Linda. We're going to listen to you. Jerk or not the jerk.
By the way, I just want to say, we've been trying to call every day, and my son is in the car. He's so stoked.
What up, youngin?
Aw, well, hi, youngin. What's his name?
His name is Henry.
Henry. Hi, Henry. Aw, well, Linda and Henry, are you guys going jerk or not the jerk for not hosting Christmas because you're tired of cooking?
Come on, Henry, what you think?
Absolutely not the jerk.
Ooh.
Because it's just so much to do, and like, 25 people, like, I just hosted Thanksgiving for like 25 people.
Okay, so you know.
You're still doing dishes, aren't you? You're still trying to get it all cleaned up.
She threw out one of the crock pots because she said, I'm not going to do it.
I don't have enough space
I'm not
going
to do it. That's too much.
Exactly. And it's not even like the cooking. It's the cleaning
it's
the house.
Yep. The cleaning and then all the
The heave-ho that you don't even know.
Dang. Can I ask you something, though? When you host for 25 people, do they chip in or do you foot the bill on that?
Ooh, good question.
I put the bill.
Even more reason I'm not hosting. Anyway, that's so kind of you. So
oh, yeah, we pull the names out the hat yearly for who's hosting then.
Totally.
But
Linda,
I always leave it open, and I say, you're more than welcome to bring anything. This is the menu.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you give a little, like, leeway. If you do want to, thankful. Very much so. But
that's
if not,
nice.
I'm going to remember that.
Yep, I like seeing the menu. I'm coming to your house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we've been doing over the years, too, because my mother-in-law would host. She would host Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I would feel so bad because she would cook
everything.
Yeah.
So I started doing Thanksgiving.
Oh, look
at
you.
She would do Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we make it well known to everybody. This is what we're making. You're open to bring anything, and you should bring something if you want to.
It's encouraged.
So I would say she should just do potluck every Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're not looking for a solution. You say not the jerk. All right, Linda. Thanks for calling. You and Henry.
My pleasure.
Bye. Later, y'all.
All right, let's go to Teddy in Muskego because Lisa in West Dallas texted in and said, neutral equals the biggest house, 100%, no
100%.
cap.
100% equals the biggest house, most room to run.
Teddy, morning.
Morning.
You going jerk or not the jerk for refusing to host Christmas now? You're sick of cooking.
You know, I'm gonna say jerk just because that means she had a plan to have it. Now she's canceling it.
Yep.
She could have just said in the beginning, no.
She knew after last year that she was donezo with it, bro. And she waited until now. Come on,
Teddy, you're the guy that pulls up, though. That's why you're saying jerk right now. He's the guy that pulls up, and everybody's got it all cooked. I just know it. Teddy?
But, hey, no, it's
hey.
Food is free food.
Hey, he said, this isn't about me, though. This isn't about me. I like the neutral. I like to pull up to Switzerland.
Really? You're going
to
say jerk, Teddy, after all that? She's got to foot the bill, clean for her. She doesn't want to do it anymore, dude.
Why? It hasn't been different any other year. What's the difference now? Now you're just deciding you're
Don't
tired
defend
of it?
Him.
I'm not defending him. I'm with him. Teddy, I'm on your
other
side.
Other people bring food. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, potluck style would be the solution, but this ain't about it.
All right, well, he says jerk because they were canceling Christmas, and that's not cool, especially at this time of year.
It's too late.
It's too late.
Right,
we're upon Christmas. You can't do this in December.
You should have made an announcement last year, been like, hey, y'all, I'm not doing this next year. Plan ahead. She knew.
All right, Teddy. Well, now we're split down the middle. Thanks for calling.
Good day.
You too, man.
Bye.
Good day. He said good day.
All right, Allison's in Racine, and she's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row.
Am I correct that she said she was on fire?
No, but she did say she was triggered by this one because Suburb Sarah wants to know if she's a jerk for canceling family dinner on Christmas because she's sick of cooking. Allison, why were you triggered?
Allison.
So this is literally me. Oh. I am that household. No. I do every single holiday. I invite everyone, open invitation, friends, family. If you don't have a place to go, you have a seat at my table.
You have a home here. Yep.
I foot the bill. I feed everyone. I love, 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 love to cook.
Okay.
But sometimes mama needs a break.
Ooh, so what you're
saying? And I will say this. She is not the jerk because I had to say for one holiday, I needed a moment. And the one thing I will say is she could have gave him a little more notice. Little more notice. Will say that.
Oh, come on.
On the same token, she needs a break. There's nothing wrong with if she's footing the bill, if she's catering for 30 people, she's putting all that work in. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot.
I love doing it.
Top to bottom.
You still sometimes need a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we don't want suggestions, but maybe next year, say if you want me to have it, everyone has to bring something.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't take it.
You can't just up and cancel.
I would say not the jerk because she does need a break, and everyone needs to understand that. If she's been doing this for 10 years or whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
However long.
Exactly.
Probably longer than that.
I do every holiday, so it's not just Christmas. We do Easter.
Thanksgiving.
All
that.
I do Christmas.
I know where I'm going now.
New Year's Eve.
Shoot, Allison.
Oh, so we're doing parties at your house, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Girl.
So sometimes you need a moment. And I remember when my family got upset with me, and I had given them 5 months' notice.
Wow.
And said, we're going away for I need a break. We're going away for a week. And everyone, I didn't get talked to from so many people. My whole family was all pissed off at me.
Interesting.
Well, that's because you're the biggest house, and you're the one that
you're
hosts
the anchor.
Everybody.
You are arguably the matriarch.
You are. You kind of become the matriarch,
right?
Yeah.
You know, exactly. It doesn't have to be grandma. Don't got to be abuela. It's sometimes
it's like somebody's aunt who's hosting for everybody. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Well, it is. So wait, you're saying not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. All right, Allison. Thank you for calling. Love you.
All right. Love you guys. Have a great week.
You too. Bye. Wow.
Interesting. I don't think anybody has to host anybody if they don't want to. I think that's a choice. And I don't think anybody can be mad at you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't want to host. That is just because now you're mad somebody else is not going to serve you. Come on.
True, but when you mentally have a plan that's traditional every year, that's what we do. And then now we're in the witching hour of 2 weeks and you're going, we ain't doing that this year. Excuse me?
Right.
What you mean? We are still pulling up. I don't know where you're going to be, but we're going to be at your house.
Right. And so I hope you're there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.